Okay, today's daf is Yivamos Daf Pei Ches. We left off on Daf Pei Zayin and Beis. We just began the 10th parak yesterday, and the Mishnah had spoken about if a woman gets remarried because there's the belief that her husband is dead, and then the husband comes back, so Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, she has all of the chumras of from both husbands. She loses on both ends. So today we're going to get into how was she allowed to get remarried in the first place if her husband was alive. It must have been that there was an Eid Echad that told her that the husband was dead, and we trusted that Eid Echad. So the Gemara is going to look for the source of how we know that we believe an Eid Echad about a death of a husband. The Gemara is going to have four different possibilities. It's going to reject the first three and finally settle on a fourth of how we know that an Eid Echad is Ne'eman in this type of case. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about when do we say that she's Teitzei from the second husband, that she has to divorce the second husband, and in which circumstances might we even say that she's allowed to remain with the second husband, because Rav is going to have this comment that if she's Nisei Salpi Shnei Edim, Lo Teitzei, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. And the Gemara is going to question, what do you mean Lo Teitzei? Her first husband came back. How could you say that she's allowed to stay with the second husband? So the Gemara is going to have two approaches to dealing with that issue, with what Rav means when he says Lo Teitzei. So let's begin at the Gemara on Daf Pei Zayin and Beis. Midiktami Seifa Nisei Shelo Berushos Muteres Lachzalo, from the fact that it says in the Seifa that if she gets remarried without Rishos, she's allowed to go back to the first husband, Shelo Berushos Beis Din El Be'edim, which means she didn't get remarried with the Rishos Beis Din because there were two Edim that told her husband was dead. So in that case, we're not going to penalize her. We're going to assume that the fact that she got remarried is considered an ones because she had Edim that were saying that her husband was dead, and Mela, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. But that implies, from the fact that that's the case of the Seifa, Mechal Dereisha Birushos Beis Din Ube'ed Echad. Sounds like the case of the Reisha is that she needed special Rishos Beis Din because she didn't have to aid him. What did she have? She had only Eid Echad. Alma Eid Echad Eman. So you see that an Eid Echad is believed. Utnan Nami, Huxku Lios Masi and Eid Mi Pi Eid, Vishim Pi Isha, Vishim Pi Evan Pi Shivcha. We allow a woman to get remarried based on hearsay, Eid Mi Pi Eid, that one Eid hears from someone who actually knows, or from an Isha, or from an Eved, or whoever they heard it from. Alma Eid Echad Ma'amin. Again, you see that an Eid Echad is believed. Utnan Nami, and we also learned in the Mishnah, Eid Echad Omer Achalta Chelev Omer Lo Achalti. If one Eid says to you, you ate Chelev, and therefore you need to bring a carbon, that piece of meat that you ate was Chelev, and the guy says, no, I didn't. Potter, you're Potter. Time Adam Elo Achalti. It's only because you say that you didn't eat it, you deny it, that you don't have to bring a karban. Sounds like Ha'ishtik Mehemin, that if someone comes over to you and says you ate Chelev, and you don't disagree, you don't deny it, then the guy is believed. Alma, Eid Echad Mehemin. So again, we see that an Eid Echad is Mehemin, an Eid Echad is believed. So the Gemara has a simple question. Midaraisa, Minolan. How do we find, where do we know that on a Daraisa level, an Eid Echad is going to be believed? Now, the case of a guy eating chalev and eating shuman, or even let's go back. This idea of hearsay. There are really two dinim that the Gemara is telling us over here. One din is that you could be somech on eid mipiyed on hearsay, even though normally by edus we don't mekabel eid mipiyed. You need to hear it or to see it yourself. The post can point out that even if the first guy was made shelo b'fnei beis din, meaning eid mipiyed doesn't only mean that I saw someone testify in a different Beis Din, and now I'm telling you that he testified in that Beis Din. No, even if a person just said it, and he wasn't even testifying in Beis Din, the Rishonim point out that that's the Ma'arik in Shorash Kufay in Beis. Now the Behuda says in several places, even then he would be believed. Rabbi Kivega writes, from the Poskim it sounds that even if the first aid is dead by the time the second aid is saying his testimony, says Rabbi Kivega in a Tshuva, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in Ebenezer, Sumin Yazayin, even then he'd be believed with the hearsay meaning. One might have argued that only if the first aid that he's saying in the name of is still alive, where there's some sort of fear that he might get caught in his lie, that he's quoting somebody. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. No, even if the first guy is dead, the first aid that he's quoting is dead, you would still say Eid Mipiyed. But that's one chiddush, that we accept hearsay. The second chiddush is what appears in the Mishnah, that even by eidus that are brought by Psula Eidus to Araisa, we're matir the woman. Nashim, Avadim, However, that's only when the psul is not machmas avera. The psul is because of the dinei Torah that these people are pasul. But if someone is pasul machmas avera and the psul is min haTorah, then we would not be matir and isha based on the smach of these edim, because they're chashudim l'shaker. Someone who you suspect might be lying, you can't accept their edus. So there is the machlokas and the achronim, the ktsos and the rekiv eger on the one hand, who are matir, and the nesivus and the minchas on the other hand, who aser, in the case of, what if you have, is this only by psul of Russia, machmas psul chamas, where he's chashul the shaker, where he's a Russia in terms of stealing and those kinds of issues, in monetary dishonesty, where there's a greater chance that he's lying, because we see that he compromises his principles for the sake of money. But what if he's a Russia, but not machmas gezel, he's a Russia, he violates an avera that's a chi of malchus or worse, that's pasul edus shulchan aruch paskins in Choshe Mishpat. So would that also be possible for Edus Isha? Do we say all Psul Machmas Avera is the same? Or do we say, no, it depends what the Avera is. If the Avera is something that makes you not inherently not trustworthy because you're someone who compromised your principles for money, then it's no good. But if it's an Avera that doesn't make you necessarily less trustworthy, but it's just that the Torah says that you can't testify, then maybe that would be okay. Anyway, so back to the Gemara now. Midaraisa minalan. So how do we know on a daraisa level that an eid echer is believed? Four possibilities Gemara is going to have. Here's possibility number one. Ditanya, oh hoda elav chataso. Pasuk says he finds out about his sin and then he's got to bring a korban. Veloshi yudiu acherim. But it can't be that other people are telling him. Yachalaf plishenu machisho ye pater. You might think that even if he doesn't deny it, someone else says you violated an avera and he doesn't deny it, he would still be pater. Tamalomar ohodei love mikal makom. That's why the pasuk says ohodei love. Sounds like however he finds out about it, as long as he agrees, he's going to be chayiv. Hey chidami, ilay mida asu trevelo komach shlu kralamali. Well, if two people came and said that you ate chaylev and he is and he denies it, and he doesn't deny it, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that he's chayiv to bring carbon? Of course, chayiv to bring carbon. You have two aidim. Elav chad. It must be that there's one aid. V'chilo and if he doesn't deny it, then that aid is believed. So from there we see that an eid echad is neman. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, how could the Gemara have a havamina that we're going to be somech on an aid to be mechayev a person a karban? Pasuk says in the Torah, le'yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avon u'l'chol chatas. Pasuk says you can't have an eid echad l'chol avon u'l'chol chatas. That for a chatas you can't have an eid echad. So you could say the pashas of the pesukim is not really talking about a karban chatas. Talking about chiyuvei onshim of averos bein benefashos bein Mammonus, those kinds of things. The Achronim say that the pasuk of Lo Yakum Eid Echad B'Ish is only going on Onshim of Mammon and Fashos, not on a Kapara of Karbanos. Adrabba, Kapara we darshan, that only that we would say Dafka La Avon Ulchatas Eno Kam, Avol Kam Hul Karban, that an Eid Echad is enough for a Karban. That's what Rikki Veger asked the Kasha though. Anyway, so the Gemara says that this is the source that an Eid Echad is Neman, because an Eid Echad said, the pasuk must be talking about that an Eid Echad says that you ate Chelev, and you're not Chishim, so we believe the Eid Echad. Says Gemara, who says you believe in the Eid Echad? Maybe it has nothing to do with believing any Eid Echad. Maybe it's because you didn't deny it, and if you don't deny it, shtika ko da adamya. So being quiet is as if you're admitting it. Teda the Ketani Seifa, because it says in the Seifa, Amru Shnayim Echalta Chelev Vomer Lo Echalti Pater. If two people say you ate Chelev and you deny it, you're Pater Rameir Mechayev, and the Rameir says you're Chayev. Machlokas Tanakama and Rameir. Tanakama says you're Pater, Rameir says you're Chayev. Amr Rameir says, I'll explain why you're Chayev. Kal v'chomer. Imi yiviyu Shnayim Lidei Misa Chamura Lo Yiviyu Lidei Karban Akal. Two Eidim testify that you're Mechal Shabbos, that you killed someone, that you were over the Arayos. Anything that you Chayev Misa for, these two Eidim are going to be enough to be Mechayev a person Misa. So you don't think they're going to be enough to be Mechayev him an Onesh Kal like a Karban? Even if he does deny it, two Eidim say that someone murdered somebody. And he denies it. He said, no, I didn't. Doesn't matter. We still kill him. So if he denies it, he's gonna get out of a carbon. Amrullah the Khamis said back to Mayor, Mayim Yirsalam or Mezri, you see. Yeah, because he has a way out of the carbon already. Because he could say, he doesn't have to deny it to get out of the carbon. He could say, you're right, I did it, and I did it on purpose. And once he did it b'mezid, he's not going to be chay of a carbon. As Rashi points out, Hareza Neman liftaratzwa mikarbon, de'ein edim atzala achishabaha. The edim can't deny what he's saying. If he says he did it b'mezid, they're just testifying what happened, what he did. And he's acknowledging that he did it. Hilkach yamar nami lo achalti neman. And therefore, if he says that I didn't need it, he's also neman to get out of a carbon. And from the fact that this is where Rameir and the Chum argue, sounds like in the original case of the Reisha, where an Eid says, you ate Chaylev, where we darshan from there, that if he doesn't deny it, he's going to be Chayiv, that everyone agrees if he doesn't deny it, he's going to be Chayiv. Reisha might time a Kamachayvi Rabbanan, and therefore the Gemara takes the next logical step. So why is it that the Rabbanan are Machayiv in the Reisha? Meaning in the Reisha the Rabbanan didn't disagree, everyone agreed in the Reisha that you're going to be Chayiv. If it's because of the ne'emanus of the Eid Echad, but when you have two people that testify against him, even though he's machish, they're believed, and even though normally two people are believed, the rabbanon are going to say he's pater when he's machish, when he denies it. So now, because of the ne'emanus of an Eid Echad, when he denies it, we're going to trust that when he doesn't deny it, we're going to trust the Eid Echad. Meaning they can't be based on trust alone. Even to Eidim, which is the greatest level of proof, is not enough sometimes. Elav mishum de'ishtik u'shtika kod adam. You know, the svar in the Reisha for why the Eid Echad is believed is that the man doesn't deny it. He's shosek, and shtika is keodah. It's as if he is admitting to it. So therefore, we do not have a source for the idea that an Eid Echad is neman. We thought we had a source from the case of chatos, that an Eid Echad says that you ate chelev, but the Gemara says, no, the reason when you're chayiv chatos, when the Eid Echad says you ate chelev, is because of shtika keodah adamya, not because of the neamanus of the Eid Echad. What does it mean, shtika keodah? Tosus writes that given the shasik nirolo emes, does not mean that when a person is shosik, it means that he knows for sure, and it's as if he's saying, yes, absolutely, I did it. No, shtika koda adamya means it's a partial hoda. It's saying that it could definitely possibly be true. Meaning that's the kind of hoda that shtika is. That if he thought that it couldn't be true, he would deny it. So that's enough of a hoda to say the svara of shtika koda adamya. Says the Gemara, Ella, so we need to come up with another source for how we know that an Eid Echad is Neman. Ella Svara, he must be a Svara. Mid the Hava Chaticha, Savik Shel Chelev, Savik Shel Shuman, Vasav Eid Echad, Va'amar, Bari Li the Shuman, Hu de Mehemen. Let's say you go into a store and you're not sure if the food is kosher or not. So the Mashkiach says, yes, this food is kosher, and you're allowed to believe him. Why are you allowed to believe him? He's only an Eid Echad. They only have one man serving as the Mashkiach. Why are you allowed to believe the person? You go to someone's house, you go to your friend's house, and they tell you the food I'm serving you is kosher. Why are you allowed to believe them that the food is kosher? Must be Eid Echad Neman, that an Eid Echad is Neman. So says Rashi, V'amr Bari Li D'Shumin D'Mehemin V'Havadei Pshitulan D'Samchinin Alei Kol Zman Shelo Nechshad. And Rashi says, yeah, but who says that this is true? We're saying, oh, the fact that you're allowed to eat at someone's house, that must be that an Eid Echad is believed, because you could trust someone else's kashrus. Says Rashi, and that has to be true. D'Ilav Hachi Ein Lecha Adam Ochel Mishel Chavero Ve'Ein Lecha Adam Somech Al Bnei Beiso. Otherwise, life would be unlivable. You would never be able to eat by anyone's house. You would never be able to trust your own wife that she cooked you a kosher meal when you come home at night. Every time you leave your house and there was, and your kids were around and they could have switched out the food or anything, you would never be able to trust anybody without edus of Shnei Edim. So that would be ridiculous. That would be absurd, says Rashi. So it has to be that they're believed. You know, otherwise, you'd always have to be choshesh that they're giving you some sort of dvar iser. The implication position of Rashi is that you don't need Haggadah Bepeh to, that something is kosher. Meaning when we say Erecha Neman, he doesn't even have to be Mayid. Just the fact that he's giving you something kosher to eat, something to eat, is the implication of Edus that it's in fact kosher. The Chavis Das Nilchus Nidon Yarden Sim Kuf Pehei says that when a woman goes to the mikvah, it's not enough that she acts like she's Tahora, but she needs to actually be Mayid. That's also a function of Erecha Neman Bisurin. Yet the Chavis Das says in that case, maybe because it's Chazik Yisura, that she had a Cheskas Nida before it, the Chavis Das holds that she has to actually say that she went to the mikvah. Tells you Shunim is bothered by Rashi's Raya. What's the Raya? Maybe if he has to be careful about everything that he eats, and to know Bevadei, that it's kosher. So what? That it would make life difficult. The Torah never promised to make everything easy, so keeping kosher is hard. And maybe that's what keeping kosher, but that's part of keeping kosher. Rashi Maseches Chulin says that the source of Erech and Bisurim is from the fact that the Torah says V'zavachtum Yivkarcho Mitzoncha, that every single individual is able to shecht, and from the fact that the Torah says by Shechitas Kachim V'shachatas Ben Abakar, sounds like a Yachid can be shochet, and the Kohanim are somich on that to eat from the Shechita, and they don't need to bring Edim that the Shechita was done properly. So Rashi says over there, not just purely based on Sfara, but based on the Pesukim that describe how Shechita is done and how people rely on the Shechita, that also. So it seems like a stira in Rashi. So they say that Rashi in Chulin is on the fact that Neman on a Shechita against the Cheskas Heter, that the Nemanus is based on Biyado, the fact that you're able to do it. So you need a source to say that an Erech is Neman. But over here we're talking about where we just don't know anything about it. So the Misvara, there should be no Isser. So you don't need a Pasuk. That we could just say Misvara. So says Gemara, Tosus over here, also important. Tosus says that Bari Li Deshuman Mehemin says Tosus Yesh Mefarshim Tegamin Minida. Where do we know that an Erech is believed about Isurin? We learn it from a Nida. Pasuk says that the Nida counts for herself. The Zava Gadol counts her own Shiva Nikiyim. How can we trust her? She's counting for herself. No one is keeping watch over her, and it works. So you see that Erech is Nem Bisurim. Says Tosus Im Tomrim Kena Filu Chazik Isurin Ami. Also, then it would be a raya that even if it's a chazik isura, when there's a cheskas isur, an erech would be believed. Vamri nida nihisha achshav rasa mikol makom lo chazik isura shetira liolam. That a nida is not called a chazik isura because she's not going to bleed forever. Even if she was bleeding right now, we know this is asuya lishtanos. We know that ultimately she's going to stop bleeding. So that's why it's not considered is chazik isura. Tosus Maseches Gittin also adds that when the 7 days are passed, so she's Torah Memela, and it's biyada for her to go to the mikvah, and that's why she would be believed. So the Marshal explains that there are really two separate issues going on over here. Number one is Kol Zman that she's Roa, she's Tameya, and it's not in her control not to be Roa Dam. That's what we have the Svar of our Tosos. Yeah, she's not going to see Dam forever, though, and therefore it's not called the Chazik Isura just because she's Roa Dam. But then you have a separate issue. Even if she's no longer Roa Dam, she's still going to be Tameh until she actually goes to the mikvah. So that's what you have the other Tosos for. That's what Tosos in Gittin shows up for and says, no, the fact that it's biyada to go to the mikvah, that's what allows her to be believed in that case. The Ramban, however, says you can't learn from Nida to call a Torah Kula, because Nida is Ne'amenes L'gabe Atzma, so since she's Ne'amenes L'gabe Atzma, meaning it's Mafriya to her also. It's not just she's giving you something to eat and saying it's kosher. She's also an Issur Kares if she's a Nida. So she's got to be, since she's Ne'amenes L'gabe Atzma, she's Ne'amenes L'gabe the Baal. Furthermore, the Ramban says, since she can't bring, how would it work otherwise? She can't possibly bring Edim on the fact that she stopped seeing Dam and on the Svira, so it would be impossible. That's why the Torah is Mekel. Maybe you can't learn from there. You can't be done Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. Other cases, it's possible to have Edim. By Nida, it's not even possible. So anyway, so the Gemara suggests that maybe this is Erech Adam Bisurin is the source to say that an Erech should be believed to say that a woman's husband died. The Gemara says, no, mi dami, hasam lo eschazik Yisura, hacha eschazik Yisura deish tish. Ve'endav shabir v'pachs mishnayim. Over here, the woman has a cheskas isur eshesish. It's not like a case where there wasn't a cheskas isur by someone giving you food to eat and telling you that it's kosher. So that can't be a proper source. Halo dam yaela lechaticha devadechei levasei rechad varm barili deshuman hava delomehemin. This would be more comparable to a case of a chaticha that you knew was not kosher, and someone came and said to you that it's kosher. You wouldn't believe the person if you know for sure that it's not kosher. You know this
woman's an Eishes Ish. You can't believe an Eid Echad that comes and says the husband's dead, she's not an Eishes Ish. Midami hasam afilu asu beimeh lo mehemni, hacha kibin tchi asu beitrei mehemni, chad nami lehemni. The Gemara says, nah, that's not really a good comparison. When you know something for sure is not kosher, even if 100 people tell you it's kosher, if you know it's not kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. But by a married woman, if 2 people tell you the husband is dead, then she would be considered to be a single woman again. She would not be considered an Eishes Ish anymore. So maybe that comparison is not perfect. So now the Gemara says a third possibility. Mid dahava atevel hegdish v'konamos. Why is an Eid Echad Neman about a woman's husband dying? Just like an Eid Echad is believed about tevel, hegdish, and konamos. What does that mean? Hai tevel echidami. What's the case of tevel? Idi day, if it's your own tevel, the reason you're believed is mishum to be adal sakno. You're believed to say that it's already been gemeisered, it's already had trumas gemeisers taken from it, because you have the ability to do that yourself. So maybe we're talking about someone else's tevel. Micah Savar. Well, that depends what you hold about your rights in someone else's tevel. If you hold that you're allowed to take truma on someone else's stuff without their approval, because you have the ability to do it. So then over here, you'd be believed because you have the ability to do it. That's why you're believed about someone else's tevel. And if you hold that you have no rights in anyone else's tevel to do anything about it, and the case is that you're saying, I know that his tevel is good, that it's been fixed. How do you know? How do we know that the guy's believed in that case? Meaning we say, oh, just like he's believed about someone else's tevel, so too someone's believed to say that a woman's husband died. Who says he's believed about someone else's tevel if it's not biyado to be mesakein? Hekdish nami, and the case of hekdish also. Ikedushas damim shum di biyadol iftos. So if the item only has kedushas damim, where you could just exchange it for money, so then okay, the reason you're believed is because it's biyado, you could take care of it. Ikedushas haguf, but if it has kedushas haguf, idi day, if it's your own item that you made hekdish, mishum di biyado lichuli alei, it's also biyado because you could be shoel on your vow to make this hekdish. El da acher, but if we're talking about that it belongs to someone else, and if we're talking about that it belongs that someone else had made it hagdish. Vamar yadana bei di ichel mariale, and your whole edus is that you're saying you know that the guy who originally made it hagdish was shoel on his hagdish. Higufaminalan. How do I know that you believed about that? That can't be the source that an Eid Echad is believed, because I don't even know that that's that you believed in that case. Konamos nami, and the case of Konamos as well. Ika savri yesh mi'ila b'konamos. If you hold that there's mi'ila on something that someone made a hegdish with a konam, ukdu with a lashon konam, kedushas damim nachtaluhu, and it therefore has kedushas damim mishum to be adal iftoso. Again, that's a case where it is biyado, where it's completely in your control to be poda. V'ksavra ein mi'ila b'konamos v'isra ba'almo hu derachavlu. And if you hold that konamos do not create a sense of hegdish, it just creates an overall isra, but it has nothing to do with hegdish. It's only a stam isra that he's got on his shoulders. Isra neder idi day. So if it's his own neder that he made something a konam mishum to biyado lechuli alei, the reason he's believed about is because he can be shawel on his own neder. Ela da acher. So it must be that what? That it's someone else's konam. Vamra na yadana di itchil mariale. And you're going to say, I know that this guy was shawel on his konam. Higufaminalan. But again, how would you know that that's the case? So the third possibility of how we know that the Eid Echad is believed to say that the woman's husband died, from the fact that Eid Echad is believed about Tevel, or that the Eid Echad is believed about Hegdish, the Eid Echad is believed about Konamos, if we're talking about someone else's Tevel, someone else's Hegdish, someone else's Konam, and you don't have it in your control to take care of it, we don't know that the Eid Echad is necessarily believed in those cases. We need a source for that also, the same way we need a source for an Eid Echad being matir, a woman to get remarried based on testimony that her husband is dead. And if it's your own stuff, that it is biyado, so then it's certainly not a source, because the Eid Echad about the husband dying is not biyado. So this doesn't work. So says the Gemara, rather we need to come on to a fourth possibility. Just before we go on to the fourth possibility, the Gemara's whole analysis over here relied on the idea of biyado. That once it's biyado, then of course you can be believed, because it's biyado. Why? What's the svara of biyado? That because you have the ability to be shovel on your neder, so mainly you're believed about your neder. So what's the idea? Rashi explains that biyado works like a migo. That migo that you could have been shovel on your neder, you could have made it mutter, so you're believed to say that it is mutter, since if you wanted to, you could have made it mutter yourself. That's how Rashi understands. The Rush, there are three basic shittos. The Rush holds that the ne'emanus of biyado is because since it's biyado, you're considered the bailim over the matter, and the bailim is always ne'eman on something that belongs to him. Meaning, once you have bailus on it, you have a special relationship with that item, and therefore you have a ne'emanus on it. The Rush does not like the idea that it works like a migo, like Rashi understands, because why would the Gemara say over here that according to the shita that Torah mishalo al shel chavero, you don't need das bailim, you'd be believed even on your friend's tevel because it's biyado l'sakno. He says, what do you mean? It's biyado l'sakno, so migo that you could have been misaking your friend's tevel with your own produce, so we're going to believe you that it is musukan. Says the Rosh, b'chi b'shuftani askinan sheyelech l'sakin miperosav shalo al tevel shel chavero. Really, who does that? Who would go be misaking someone else's tevel? Meaning, it's hard to say such a migo. You don't just go around being misaking the rest of the world's tevel with your own produce. So very difficult to say based on the migo. So he says it has to be that it's not because of migo. It's because since it's biyado, you are considered a bit of a bailim on the matter. And then the third shita that's quoted is the marik. The marik says the ne'emanus of biyado is that it's biyado to create that since it's biyado helps to be more the cheskas iser that the item has, and mela you're going to be believed because eirechel is neman when there's no ischazik isura. Meaning what biyado does is biyado neutralizes any cheskas iser. If there's a cheskas iser, which would normally tell me because there's a cheskas iser, eirechel is not going to be believed. Meaning we're really relying on the second answer before where we said that why are you allowed to trust your friend's kashrus? So the Gemara, why did the Gemara reject that answer that you're allowed to trust your friend's kashrus? So you should be allowed, the Gemara said, because trusting a friend's kashrus, there's no cheskas iser. So we're saying, okay, another way to neutralize the cheskas iser is if there is a cheskas iser, but it's biyado. Biyado neutralizes the cheskas iser, and then mimela goes back to being a case like trusting your friend's kashrus. That's how the Marik understands. Now, a lot of discussion in the Achronim why that should be the case. Why does that neutralize the cheskas iser? A lot to talk about, not for now. Amar Rabbi Zera, then the Gemara says a fourth and final possibility. Why do we believe the Eid Echa that says that the husband has died? Because we're going to be so machmir if she's wrong about this. If she gets remarried and then the husband comes back, we learned the Mishnah yesterday. Her life is going to be miserable. She's not getting a ksuba or mizonos or blotos or peros. And she loses everything. She loses everything in life. So because we're going to be so machmir, at the end, we're going to make a letter on her at the beginning. So it says, but that doesn't make sense. How about not being so machmir on her at the end, and then you have to be so makel at the beginning? Gemara explains, no, we need to be makel on her because we need to be able to let her get remarried. We don't want a woman to remain an aguna. If you look at Tosos, mitol chomer shechmar tala besofa, near l'ri, the less than the memer anan sahati didaiko mintzva, v'neman eirechad b'kach minat Torah, Elamitakonas Chachamim Hudineman. He says the Ri, this is not based on any din d'oraisa. This is a takonas chachamim that this eirechel is going to be believed. Ve'inza akiras davar min haTorah. And don't worry, this is not considered being oker davar min haTorah by believing the eirechel, because kiven shadoma davar hagun lahamin kamosha afarish kamen pirkin shabadavar sheish ksas tam usmach lo chashvak oker davar min haTorah. Something that makes sense that you would believe is not called oker davar min haTorah, even though the Torah standard of Eidos is 2 Eidim, but something that makes sense, that is probably true, it's a phenomenal Chiddush that Tosa is saying, that something that makes sense, that we have to use a certain amount of common sense, Tosa says, and it's not called being Oker Davar Min haTorah when the Rabbanan are Masakin to use common sense even against the Dinei haTorah. That's not called being Oker Davar Min haTorah. You have to obviously be Magdir exactly how much common sense and when the Chum have the right to do that, but that's quite a Chiddush that Tosa has. It's a fascinating note to be Huda. Rashi over here says that Chomer Shechmarta B'Sofa, Rashi says that since Rumachmir, in the case where the husband would come back, where it's Tetsi Mizeh Mizeh, etc., so she would be careful to make sure not to get married unless she's confident and she's certain that her husband is dead. That's Isha Daiku Mintzva. That's the Svara, that a woman wouldn't get remarried if she thought there was a possibility that her husband was still alive. The Nodbi Huda, Nechuva, and Madura Kama Ibn Ezer, in a couple places, writes that Svara of Isha Daiku Mintzva does not mean that she's actually going to do independent research to figure out whether her husband is dead. Because the halacha is, we let her get remarried as soon as the aide comes and says that her husband is dead. What do you mean? She didn't even didn't have time for research. The aide came and said the husband is dead. Right then, 5 minutes later, she can get remarried. So he says, what does it mean, Isha Daikla Mitzvah? What it means is, says Nadav Yehuda, also quite a chiddush, he says that there's a chazaka that the woman will want to research it later. So the aide, because of that, the aide himself is going to be very careful not to lie. So it's as if the aide's ne'emanus is enhanced because he knows that the woman is going to be looking over his shoulder, that the woman is going to be checking on him and see if he was actually telling the truth. So that gives us an enhanced ability to be somech on the aid. Not that we're being somech on the isha. It gives an enhanced ability to be somech on the aid. It doesn't really sound that way from the Rishonim. From the Rishonim it sounds more that we're relying on the woman and her own ability to do research. The Rashba writes on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amir Aleph, Taima de aid echad mishum di itza gufa daiko mintzva. Kolomar, what does it mean that she's daiko mintzva? De zimnin de aid echad mishaker vanan lava lekasam chinon ella. Rashba writes explicitly, we're not really relying on their time, so we can't really rely on the Erechim, because the Erechim sometimes lies, but we rely on the woman. The woman's going to make sure that her husband is dead before she does anything, before she gets remarried. So that's the svara that the Gemara sticks with at the end. That's why we believe the Erechim. It's Mishamiguna, Kilo Bar Rabbanan. The Rabbanan had to be Mekel because of Aguna concerns. Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh. So the Mishnah said she divorces both husbands if the husband comes back. That's only if she only got remarried because one aide said her husband died, but if two aides said her husband died, then she gets to stay with the second husband. That's ridiculous, they said in Eretz Yisrael. What are you talking about? The husband comes back, first husband comes back, and she had gotten remarried, and you're going to tell her she could stay with the second husband? So Gemara has two basic approaches. Approach number one, lo tzricha delo yadin alei. Now the case is, a guy came back claiming to be the husband. We don't know if this is really the husband. So, well, if we don't know that it's really the husband, then why with an Eid Echad would she have to get divorced from the man that she remarried? If this guy came back claiming it's the husband, why do we believe him? So, no, two witnesses come along with the husband and they say, yeah, we were with him from the moment he left. Trust us, this is the husband. I know he doesn't look the same, he had plastic surgery, whatever, but this is the husband. And you guys don't know, we know. It's possible that after some time you won't recognize someone who got a little older. The brother Yosef recognized his brothers, they didn't recognize him. You see that he must have left before when Yosef left, he didn't have a beard, now he had a beard, so they weren't able to recognize him. The Ramban asked the Kasha, that explains why Yosef was already able to recognize them when you talk about them being like Reuven and Shimon. What about like Yisachar and Zvulun? They weren't much older than him. They were about his age. So why? How was Yosef able to recognize them? That he was able to. So the truth is, a kasha is a difficult kasha to even understand. If you recognize Reuven and Shimon, who do you think the other guys were? Meaning, then you're already attuned to the fact that these are obviously his brothers. That's one of the terutzim of the Ramban. That once he recognizes some of them, he realizes he knows to be on the lookout for the rest of them. So he realizes it's his brothers. But Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz and Teferis Yonasan suggest that. Very interesting idea. He says, wait, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that there's something called Tvias Eina Dekala, that you can recognize a person by their voice sometimes, just by hearing their voice. Otherwise, how could a Suma ever sleep with his wife? A blind man, how could he ever be with his wife? Doesn't recognize her, how does he know it's his wife? So Tvias Eina Dekala, says Rebbeinu Snapshitz, that only works in the same language. Once a person is speaking a different language, there's no Tvias Eina Dekala. Yosef heard them speak, so he heard the language that he was always used to hearing them speak, so he recognized all of them. They didn't hear him because he was speaking in Egyptian, so they didn't hear him speak B'lashon HaKadosh, Ki Ha'Melitz Beinosam, that there was the translator. And he says that Rabbi Yonis Naipshitz, I think it's Rabbi Yonis Naipshitz, that says that's what Yosef says to the brothers. He says, you should know that I'm Yosef when he finally reveals his identity. So Rashi on Chumash says that what does Yosef say? He says, Kipi Hamadabra, something like that. Right? He says such a lashon, Kipi Hamadabra Aleichem. And Rashi says, B'lashon HaKodesh. What's his raya? Now you can recognize by Tvias Eina Dekala. Once I start speaking B'lashon HaKodesh, now you know that it's really me. Now you can recognize my voice. That it only works in the same language. A very fascinating insight. That once it's a different language, it throws you off so much that you would never recognize. Sof, training. But bottom line, it would still be two against two. And therefore, anyone who's Ba'olah would be Chayv Nashim Talui. Now the case is she married one of the Edim that said that the husband died. Higuf of Hashem Tali Kaima, but still, she herself should be Chayiv in Hashem Tali. But Omer is Barili. No, she says, I'm certain that these Edom are right and that my husband's dead. Iachim Maile Meimer, then what's the Chiddush? Afilim Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi lo ka'amar elok shabo edom bach kachnises. Even Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, whose Shita we're going to see soon, would only say his Chiddush when Edom came and then she got married. Aval nises v'achar kach bo edom lo amar. But he wouldn't say if she got married and then the Edom came. What's this about? The Tanya, we have a Brisa. Shnayim Omer Meis. If two people say that the husband died, we Shnayim Omer Lo Meis. And two people say that he didn't die. Shnayim Omer Niskarsha, Shnayim Omer Lo Niskarsha. Two people say they're divorced, two others say they're not divorced. Harezu Lo Tinase. She cannot get remarried. Vimni Seis Lo Teitse. If she does get remarried, then she does not have to get divorced. Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Teitse. That when you have two against two, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi says she had no right to get remarried, and if she got remarried, she has to get divorced. Amar Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, Emas and Yomer Teitse. When do I say she's going to have to get divorced? Bizman Shabo Edim Vachar Kachnises. That's if the Edim that came and said that she's still married came and then she got married. Then she's going to have to get divorced. Aval Nises. But if she had two Edim saying that her husband's dead and she got remarried based on that, Vachar Kach Bo Edim. And then other Edim came and said that her husband's not dead, Harezu Lo Teitse. Then she doesn't have to get divorced. So it says Gemara, Ki Kama Rav Nami Bizman Shabo Edim Vachachach Nises. Yeah, that must be Rav's Chiddush. When does Rav say that she does not have to get divorced? Where Edim came and then she got remarried. La Fuke Mid Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, and he's coming to tell me not like Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi that she doesn't have to get divorced. Ve'ika Da Amar Taima Denises Vachachach Bo Edim. Others say it different. That the only reason is because she got remarried and then Edim came. Avbo Edim Vachachach. That's why she doesn't get divorced. Avbo Edim Vachachach Nises. But if Edom came and then she got remarried, then even Rav would say that she does have to get divorced. Kiman, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. And that's in line with the Shita of Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. Masiv Rava. So Rava asks on this whole thing, Minayin Shim Lo Ratza Depanu Talmud Lomar V'Kidashto Bal Karcha. How do we know that if he doesn't want, that if a Kohen doesn't want to be Miskadish from Tumah and doesn't want to stay away from Nashim Psulos, that we hit him and we force him? Pasuk says V'Kidashto Bal Karcho. What's the case? Ilay Medaloni says Lechon Meyadah Veloka Amra Barili Sriach Lemer Dafno. If we say that she didn't marry one of her Edim and she doesn't say, I'm sure that my husband is dead, do you need to say that you force her not to stay married to this guy? Elav Denisis Lechon Meyadah Vekamra Barili Vektani Dafnu. We see that we force her even if she married one of her Edim and she says she's sure. Alma Mafkina Lamine. So it sounds like she does have to get divorced against Rav Shita. So it says Marno Isra Kuna Shaini. That's only by Yisra Kuhuna that we force because we're extra machmir by Yisra Kuhuna. Viva Yisema by Dafna Dafna by Edim. Or maybe force means that we force through Edim. Meaning Beisdin doesn't mean force. It means that Beisdin looks for Edim to makish the original Edim that were matir her in order to be makadish the Kohen to make sure that she doesn't get remarried. Viva Yisema Shabo Edim Machach Nises Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yosihi. Or it could be the cases that Edim came first and then she got married against the Edim, and that's what we're saying, we're going to force her. But either way, Rav is still defendable. So again, the first explanation of Rav is, why does Rav say when the husband comes back, she still gets to stay with the husband? It must be that it's a case of two Edim against two Edim, and she got remarried, beheter, and there's still two Edim that are saying that her husband is dead, and she married one of those Edim, and she's sure of it. So that's why she's allowed to stay with that original husband. Says Gemara, a second possibility. Rav Ashi Amar, my lo teitzei dekama Rav. You know what Rav meant when he said lo teitzei? Lo teitzei mehetera rishon. It means she doesn't go out of her original heter, meaning she can go back to the first husband because it was considered honest to be with the second husband. It's not that she's allowed to stay with the second husband. The first husband came home. Ha'amar Rav Chadazimna, but didn't we already say this once? Titna nisei shlo b'rishus mutar zachzolo. V'amar Rafuna Marav Hachilsa. That Rav says we paskin that if she married shlo b'rishus but with two edim, she can go back to the first husband because it's considered an ones. Chadu machal de chaver to itmar. Yeah, they were both said in the same basic context. Amr Shmuel lo shanu el shalom machashto. That's only if she doesn't contradict. Aval machashto lo teitze. But if she contradicts him, she says, "You're not my husband," then she does not have to get divorced. B'mayiskinan ilim beitrei. If there are two people testifying, ki machashto le mayavi. Why does it matter that she's contradicting it? Ela b'chad. It must be that there's only one witness. Time of the machashto sounds like only if she denies it. Hashaska teitze. But if she doesn't say anything, she will have to get divorced. V'amrul kol makom shemini torei rechareikan shnayim ve'indvar shalachin makom shnayim. But don't we assume that whenever an eidach is believed, he's believed as strongly as we believe two witnesses? Hakamayiskinu b'psule edus chareikan nechemia. Now, if you're talking about psule edus, and we're assuming like Rabbi Nechemia, the Tanya Rabbi Nechemia Omer kol makom shemini torei rechad halachak rov deil sosu shtei nashim be'eshechad kishnei nashim be'eshechad. Whenever you believe edim psulim, whenever you say eidach and then b'surin, psulim are treated like sherim. So we just go with the majority opinion. Or you could say that whenever there's an eid echad kosher, then even 100 women count like a single eid. But over here the case was that it wasn't an eid echad kosher that came first, it was an isha that came first. And the way you say Rabbi Nechemia's shita is as follows. Follow the majority, it doesn't mean that two women are better than one man in the Eidus. It means that if you have two women against one woman, it's like two men against one man, where you're going to believe the two over the one. But whenever we say if you have two women and one man, that's considered palga palga. That's considered to be 50-50. Okay, but I'll pick up the two dots tomorrow.